Hey, this is Reggie Ponder, the Real Critic. I got a chance to speak with Academy Award-winning director Robert Zemeckis about his new film here at the Chicago International Film Festival, right on the red carpet before his premiere. Joining him was his wife Leslie and his daughter Zaza. Both are in the film. Here's an excerpt from that interview, and then afterwards, I'll give you my review on what I thought about the movie.
If you were to give the 30-second pitch for the movie, what would that pitch be?
It's about home and family.
Well, Robert, you're going to have to help. Give me more. it's home, family, and I think if I were to give you the quickest pitch, it's about the understanding that the only constant in life is that everything changes.
As a director, what do you think is his secret sauce?
His secret sauce? He's very creative and has his visions, and he just goes for them no matter how out there they are, and he does a great job executing them. So.
Wow.
I think universal emotions in his story. That's why it touches so many people.
How do you feel that you've grown as a filmmaker?
Well, I hope I've grown. One of the things that I am very fortunate and grateful for is the fact that I've been able to do so many different types of movies. I'm very, very glad that I never had to keep making the same movie over and over again. So I've been able to do all different types of genres of movies, and because they're different, I've never done them before, you learn on every one.
And I did get to see the film, so let's get right into it. What's it about? Well, here is Robert Zemeckis' adaptation of the Richard Maguire's graphic novel by the same name. It's about a place over time, the life that lived there throughout that time, and the transformations that happened during that time. The story centers around Richard and Margaret, who raise a family and their trials as well as their triumphs. So who's in it? Tom Hanks, Robin Wright, Paul Brittany, Kelly Riley, and Michelle Dockery. So what's to like? Well, firstly, I just think it's very, very ambitious to look at this one place over time, and it invites the audience to not only witness how a place has evolved, but also how the people have as well. And there's a beauty in the landscape as well as the journey that this land takes us through, despite the challenges in which the lives that live there face. And then Zemeckis does a great job of introducing the audience to the two couples who are at the center of this work. I believe that Tom Hanks and Robin Wright are believable as this couple, and they're really trying to find their place in the world, and I think it works, and they do a really good job. And then finally, he is able to use his special effects in a way that reminds us that he is an Academy Award winning director. So what's not to like? Well, the nonlinear timeline is an interesting device connecting times, people, and milestones for each family. However, at times, it's really confusing. This approach may have some people trying to figure out if one thing happened before another and how the things are connected, and I just think that it distracts from the overall story. Also, the feel of this film seems tailor-made for an older audience who might appreciate the lesson about time as well as that nod to nostalgia. And instead of going back to the future, this film goes back to the past. And visiting those times doesn't feel as hopeful, while admittedly they are filled with hope. And then finally, not fully developing the African American and indigenous families made them seem more of a throwaway versus an essential connection to the overall theme. My rating here reminds us to experience the now, but somehow gets tangled in the many yesterdays that the film gets a bit lost in time. I'm giving this one 2.5 reels out of 4. I'm on Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube at The Real Critic. That's R-E-E-L, and I'll see you next time.